Hello everyone, it's Jeff again, coming to you from my truck as I'm driving, as I usually do when I do these things. Sorry for not getting one out last week. I decided to take the Labor Day holiday week off, and it was a pretty good week overall, pretty good 2 weeks I've had. So, don't really have a full-blown theme for today. But sometimes it's just a matter of showing up and doing this stuff just to keep the pattern going and keep the rhythm going so that it becomes a thing and then it becomes bigger things. Maybe that's what I need to talk about today, is how to, you know, start new habits and how to make change. You know, it's just a matter of showing up sometimes. So that's what this is today. I'm just here. Going to talk a little bit about my life and what's been going on in it, and some of the things that changes that I've been making and things that have been happening. So, you know, I don't know if I've mentioned or not in previous episodes, or some of y'all that are new and this might be the first time you're listening. Over the past year, I've lost, as of right now, I'm down about 175 pounds since my heaviest point a year ago. Back in February, I had gastric sleeve surgery. And there was a lot of stuff leading up to that, but at my heaviest point, I had gotten 423 pounds. And when I had to go to the hospital one night with a blood clot in my lung, and I thought I was going to die right in front of my children and my wife, really got my attention. I guess, you know, seeing that having that happen to you will do that sometimes. So, anyway. That was my heaviest point, and since then, like I said, I've lost about 175 pounds, 176, right in there. I'm down to 257 now. So still working to get more off and, you know, get down to where I want to be, which is closer to 200. If I can get there, that'd be great. That's the plan. So trying to be healthy while I'm doing it. And if anybody's ever struggling with any kind of issues like, you know, weight loss or being overweight or obesity or whatever, I'm here. Y'all need to talk. You know, you can reach out to me through email, through messaging, through the podcast. I'm not sure how that works, but we'll figure that out. If you know me, reach out to me. I'll be more than happy to talk to you. Because this is something that's very serious. For me, anyway, it was. And it's about health. It's not about appearance. It's completely about my health. And since I've lost this weight, oh my God, I've got my life back. Last Thursday morning, I was just curious. I wanted to see if I could, about where I was compared to where I used to be. I still had my old Class A Army uniform from years ago. Haven't been able to get into it in over 15 years. And we have a little room upstairs in our house. We call it our attic room. It's a room off the hallway. It's unfinished. And it's basically the attic. And that's where that uniform has been stored on a hanger for several years now. So I went up there and put it on, and my daughters were right there behind me. And, you know, I turned around, and it was just the look on their faces. And my youngest, Kaylee, just runs up, you know, and just gives me a hug. And, oh, gosh, I got a little emotional. And there was a lot of stuff happening right there. For me, it was the fact that I was able to fit in that uniform again. I felt like me again for the first time in a long time. And the other thing is, I've always struggled with self-image and self-confidence. And my kids, you know, they view me as a hero. I mean, they think I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread. And, you know, they only knew the real me, but, you know, I want them to know I'm human, and I have flaws too. I don't want them to try to live up to that standard that I set, or that they think I set. But for the first time in my daughter's life, my youngest daughter's life, when I was able to put that back on, for the first time I glimpsed myself the same way she sees me. And it felt good. It felt really good. So that was a big thing for us. A big thing for me anyway. So, you know, it's like I said, it wasn't about losing the weight. It was about getting my life back, about being me again, rediscovering me. I weigh less now than I did when I got married over 15 years ago. So, you know, I'm a person now that physically the person, you know, that my wife never knew almost. I was right at that weight, but I'm still dropping. I'm able to do things I wasn't able to do over the years. This past weekend, I went with my kids and my wife, and we went to a self-defense seminar, 2-hour seminar, and I was able to participate and not almost die because I was so out of shape. It felt great. I was sore later, don't get me wrong, but it felt really good. So there's things in our lives that hold us back. You know, maybe a physical limitation. It may be a mental limitation. It may be whatever. And sometimes, you know, we think about how can we make this change? How can we fix this? How can we change that? And I mean, there's some people, I get it, they have legitimate medical reasons that they're unable to do certain things. Okay, there may be disabilities involved that prohibit their participation in certain activities. Understandable. But what I've seen over the years, there are so many people that actually really do have a true disability that say it's not going to hold me back. They want to be like everyone else, and they get out there and they do everything they can do. That's why we have a thing called the Special Olympics, because those are people with disabilities that want to show what they actually can do. They want to show their true ability. A lot of times, though, we put these limits on ourselves and we believe that we're unable to do something because somebody's told us we couldn't. They believe that somebody's told us that we're not a good artist, so we quit drawing. Somebody told us that we're not a good singer, so we quit trying to sing. Somebody told us that we're not a good, football player, so we quit trying to play football. Or a good dancer, so we quit trying to dance. Some young lady, they're told that, you know, they're a little overweight, a little pudgy, and then they start getting a complex about being overweight, body complex. All these things are usually attributable to some kind of outside source. You know, it may be somebody just tells you you're not good enough. And you believe it because it comes from somebody you trust. And then you realize later on down the road that person that you trusted and put all that faith in really is just a flawed, broken person too. And that's not bad, because we're all flawed, we're all broken in some way. But because this is a person that you held to a super high standard, that you believed they were invincible, that so you believed that whatever it is that they said was the gospel truth. So if they said you weren't good enough, if they said you were fat, if they said you were a loser, if they said that you didn't have this ability or this skill or whatever, you weren't capable of something, you believed it and you acted accordingly. Or you started spending your whole life trying to gain their approval, when in reality, it's not important to get their approval because they're a human being just like you. And truthfully, they probably had somebody do something to them that created insecurities that caused them to project them onto you. Now, I'll say this, like I've said many other times in other episodes, I am not a mental health professional, so do not take anything I say as advice, you know, from a mental health perspective. If there's something you're struggling with, if there's something you're dealing with, and you really need help with it, seek out a professional. Okay, there's no shame in that. There's no shame in seeking out someone to talk to that can help you sort through things. This right here is merely for me, really and truly. This is part of my mental health therapy in some ways, to help me get stuff off my chest and sort things out and organize them in my head so that I can really understand what I've been through in some ways and what I'm going through. And if someone else can benefit from it, that's a bonus. Then it kind of makes it worth it for me if I've gone through some struggles and then I can share it and someone else makes it, I can apply it in their lives. So at least then it was, you know, in my mind, it wasn't for nothing at that point. I don't know, kind of messed up, but that's me, right? That's what the whole point of this is. We're all messed up. We're all humans. Kind of the way I do the podcast, the reason why I do the podcast the way I do it is all raw, no edits, no fancy production. I'm in my truck driving down the road. So I don't edit out any of the misquotes, the misspeaks, none of that stuff. You get what you get me. Because I want y'all to see that it's okay to be flawed. You can be flawed and still get the message across. So anyway, kind of went off down a rabbit trail there. I apologize. Hopefully it was a very scenic trail for some people. Last week before, like I said, they were very good weeks. And, you know, got a lot of good milestones accomplished as far as my journey. I started going back to the gym consistently. Yay me, right? Doing this weight loss thing. And I'm, you know, to the point now where I can start working out with weights again and consistently do that. So my goal last week was to go to the gym 3 times. And I told myself, even if I don't actually do a full-blown workout, I'm going to show up at the gym. Even if I just walk around and wipe down equipment for 30 minutes, that's what I'm going to do, but I'm going to be there. And I did. And I showed up, and I actually ended up exercising each trip. Because when you get there, you're going to do something. You're like, well, okay, I'm here. So that's why I go back to the very beginning of what I said earlier. It's about showing up. I didn't put this thing out yesterday like I would planned on doing because I didn't know what I wanted to talk about. So I delayed it. And I was going to delay this podcast today as well. And then it just hit me. You know what? I just got to show up. I just got to start recording and talking and something's going to come about. Something's going to come out of my mouth. Sometimes it's not always the best thing that comes out of my mouth. You can ask many people that know me. I don't have one of those filter things. But today, it was just about showing up. And maybe I've got something out of that. Or maybe y'all've got something out of this. I hope so. Otherwise, you just listen to a guy ramble for the past 20 or 30 minutes. But I was able to get to the gym 3 days last week. And I can honestly, already 3 workouts, you know, maybe it's a placebo effect, but I think I can feel a difference. Whether I feel it or not, a difference was made in my body because if you go in and work out and do something, you know, and actually exercise, it's making a change. You might not see it directly, quickly, or in a massive way, but you're making a change. I know that mentally it was a big change for me, made a big impact because I felt like I accomplished something, which was I set a goal for myself and I accomplished it, which is a good feeling. Goes back to what we talked about a few weeks ago, celebrations. Now, I celebrated myself for that. I had a bowl of low-carb, sugar-free ice cream, and it was actually good, but that was my celebration. So when you're thinking about the goals you want to set for yourself for this week, for this month, the rest of 2020, of course, right now with 2020, I think everybody's goal right now is just survive. That'll be an accomplishment, you know, for all of us if we get to that, to the end of the year. But when you set that goal, set a realistic goal, something that you can attain easily. And sometimes, like I said, just show up. That's all you got to do. And, you know, my challenge to you from this episode is set a goal this week. Set it. It doesn't have to be a huge goal. It doesn't have to be a major milestone goal for your life. It could be something simple as I'm going to walk for 30 minutes twice this week. I'm going to, you know, if your health, you know, healthy habits are not that where they should be, I'm going to take one day this week and drink nothing but water. You know, I'll eat healthy, you know, eat somewhat healthy food and then not drink any sodas or sweet teas or Coke or anything like that. I'm just going to drink water for a day. It's a goal. Or say, I'm only going to drink X number of sodas. Set it something that's small and realistic so that when you accomplish it, you can feel that sense of accomplishment. Yes, I did it. Because we don't get that in our lives enough. We don't recognize those things. So that's where, like I said, my challenge to you this week, set something that is small but attainable and do it. And consciously recognize that you did it. You know, and be realistic about it. Don't just say, okay, I'm going to wake up every day. Because, you know, if you don't accomplish that, then, well, guess what? It won't matter anyway. But set something realistic. It could be something simple like, I'm going to make my bed every morning this week. Okay, great. Awesome. Make your bed. It could be, I'm going to clean my toilet and clean my sink this week. Okay, do that. I'm sure somebody will appreciate it. But something that you set the goal, you write it down, and then you can mark it off the list. Because there's something very satisfying about that physical marking off the list, marking an item off. So that's all I got today. I know I rambled and I was in about 100 different places, but hopefully you're able to get something out of it. If there's ever anything you want me to talk about or have questions, reach out to me. My email address is jeff.mcdowell@att.net, jeff.mcdowell@att.net. Eventually I'll get one set up for this podcast as the listenership grows. We're also on iTunes now. If you're not listening to us there, just search for us. Share this with your friends, even if it's just to say, oh my God, listen to this moron. Share it anyway. I need to start getting this out there. And the more people that listen, the more it encourages me to keep doing this and to actually, you know, get, you know, more into it myself. So my goal is to do this once a week, Sunday or Monday. So you know what? That means that I can mark something off my list for this week. I got a win. Awesome. So I appreciate y'all being part of my win. And I will talk to you guys later on. Have a great week.